What's happening locally? The news.
And indeed, let us take this morning's look, shall we, some of the local news here in the Republic of Panama. The political asylum granted by Bolivia to the leader of the National Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, Sal Mendes, who has been in the Andean country now since Saturday, does not hinder relations with Panama. Bolivian Foreign Minister Celindo Sosa assured EFE on Monday. The foreign minister stated that Mendez's situation was analysed by the National Refugee Council and that it was something that has been discussed in coordination with the government of Panama in a meeting with Foreign Minister Javier Martinez Acha. Sosa argued that Mendez's asylum was granted within the framework of the powers granted by the Bolivian Constitution regarding the protection of human rights and the United Nations Charter, so the procedure has a certain level of confidentiality. The Chancellor explained that this does not affect the relationship between the two countries, which is good, and that her Panamanian counterpart is even scheduled to arrive on the 6th of August, the day that marks the 200th anniversary of Bolivia's independence. The signing of some memoranda between Bolivia and Panama is planned for that meeting, Sosa explained. Mendez, who has been a refugee in the Bolivian embassy in Panama since the 21st of May, after an arrest warrant was issued for him in an alleged fraud case, left the embassy on Saturday and travelled to the South American country as an asylum seeker, after receiving safe passage from the Panamanian government. The leader, who has been the General Secretary of the National Union of Construction and Similar Workers, Suntrax, since 2010, departed on Saturday afternoon on a commercial flight from Panama to the Bolivian city of Santa Cruz. The Panamanian Union leader is wanted by Panama by the justice system, which issued an arrest warrant for a fraud and money laundering case filed in 2022 by members of Suntrax, which involves a dozen union officials. For his part, Mendez has expressed his support for leftist governments such as that of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and accuses Panamanian President José Ramalho of being a petty dictator. Another Suntrax executive, Erasmus Serrud, who faced an arrest warrant for the same fraud and money laundering charges filed by union members, sought refuge in the Nicaraguan embassy, whose government announced on the 19th of June that it had also granted him asylum. The former General Secretary of Suntrax, Genaro Lopez, who is now 70 years of age, is also under indictment and is under house arrest for the same case filed in 2022 involving the union's executives. Last week, the Panamanian government requested a court to dissolve the largest construction union, citing allegations of extortion, abuse of power, and misuse of its resources. Union organisations grouped under the National Council of Organised Workers, CANATO, reacted on Monday to the Ministry of Labour and Workforce Development's Mitradel decision to request the dissolution of the Suntrax union. According to CANATO, this request marks a turning point in the executive strategy to reduce the belligerence of social organisations in key national debates. Just because Suntrax is the victim today doesn't mean that it'll be the only union in the spotlight, warned the group led by Nelva Reyes. For the organisation, the offensive against Suntrax comes at a key moment on the eve of the renewal of its board of directors and the start of negotiations with the Panamanian Chamber of Construction, CAPAC, for a new collective bargaining agreement. This is a clear attack on freedom of association and the fundamental rights of workers, CANATO said. We're facing a historic moment that demands the firmness of the justice system to put a stop to arbitrariness, Reyes said. In its statement, CANATO also condemned the arrests of union leaders, the political asylum cases and the events that occurred in communities such as Arime, Bocas del Toro and Embera territories. He also rejected the disciplinary proceedings opened against 700 teachers nationwide who, according to their complaints, were removed from their positions amid repression for mobilising in defence of public education. As you may recall, on the 17th of July, the Minister of Labour and Workforce Development, Jacqueline Muñoz, announced the filing of a lawsuit before the Labour Courts seeking the dissolution of the National Union of Construction and Related Workers, Suntrax. Now, according to Muñoz, the decision is based on a legal and technical analysis based on current labour legislation. Quote, "This decision is a result of a rigorous legal and technical analysis based on current labour legislation and in defence of the general interests of the country's workers," the minister stated, justifying the legal action against the most representative union in the construction sector. Muñoz indicated that the lawsuit is based on Article 392 of the Labour Code and responds to multiple complaints and facts that demonstrate how, under the guise of a union organisation, repeated acts of extortion, violence, fraud, abuse of power and misuse of resources have been committed. The fleet of the new Line 3 of the Panama Metro, still under construction, is now complete. Train number 26 has arrived in the country and is at the port of Manzanillo in Colón. It will begin its journey to Panama West starting on the evening of Monday, the 21st of July, the Metro reported. Now, according to the schedule, the transfer will begin from Manzanillo to the yards and workshops of Ciudad del Futuro from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m. on Tuesday, the 22nd of July, which is today. The second stage will run from 9 p.m. that day to 4 a.m. on the 23rd. The train will be assembled and dynamic and static tests will be conducted at the Ciudad del Futuro, and it's a monorail-type train composed of 6 cars with the capacity for approximately 1,000 passengers. Of that total, approximately 250 will be able to travel seated. The monorail measures 94 metres long, 3 metres wide, and can reach up to 5 metres high. Line 3 is moving forward strongly, a modern, safe and efficient system, the Metro said. The meeting of the expanded board of directors of the National Assembly, scheduled for Monday, was suspended. The formation of legislative committees was scheduled to be discussed, but this did not happen. Sources from the legislative branch reported that there is already a significant number of representatives who need to reach a consensus on the committee membership. However, this has not yet been formalised. The direction of the committee formation was expected to be determined yesterday, but no reason was given for the cancellation of the meeting. The Secretariat has not received a payroll proposal, said Carlos Alvarado, Secretary General of the Legislature, when the fifth item on the agenda was read. Two women were arrested on Monday by national police officers after a raid in the Pedregal district. The two women had $13,000 in cash, a firearm and 2 ammunition magazines, according to police. The arrest was made as part of Operation Firmeza. The raid took place specifically in the Villa Lobo sector of Pedregal. Earlier, the police reported that they had arrested a total of 510 people across the country in the last 72 hours. Of these, 347 are pending cases, 88 for administrative offences, 51 in flagrante delicto, 20 for microtrafficking and 2 for drug trafficking. In addition, they carried out 140 searches, search warrants and seized 15 firearms with 608 rounds of ammunition. This past Thursday, the inauguration of the Panamanian Sports Hall of Fame and Museum took place, with the presence of President José Raúl Molino and the Pandeportes director, Miguel Ordóñez. Also in attendance were Panamanian sports legends such as Irving Saladino, Lafitte Pinquet Jr., Rolando Fraser, Julio César, Deli Valdez, and others. Justice has been done with the Hall of Fame, Panamanian Olympic gold medalist Irving Saladino stated in an interview with La Prensa. "I think people will learn about the history, not only the written version, but also the recorded version, and it can help a lot. I think it's very important for Panamanian sport, very important for our country, because not only will our Panamanian people learn about it, but internationally people can now come and learn what Panamanian sport means to us," he concluded. The new Panama Sports Hall of Fame and Museum, located on the Amador Causeway in the capital city, was built to honour all those athletes, recognised or not, who have in some way contributed to the national sporting legacy throughout our nation's 121-year history. The museum has a large exhibition hall. This hall features various exhibits dedicated to telling the illustrious history of Isthmus sports in disciplines such as athletics, horse riding, boxing, basketball, baseball and soccer. It also has interactive and educational sectors. And that's it then, as I look for today. Those are some of the items in the local news compiled for this morning's programme.